Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191 A Manchester Avenue, right in the heart of the Grove, between the demo and the ready room. Head over there this Friday, they have an all-new music happy hour going on, 10% off any purchase. Four Hands Brewery will be there, and if you're for those of age, and you can pick up new vinyl from Motley Crue, Redfoo, Elliot Smith, Iggy Pop, Soul Asylum, Bloodbath, Mountain, and all sorts of Violent Femmes also. So for more information, head over to their Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, musicrecordshop.com. They also do a lot of in-store performances on Saturdays, so keep an eye out for that. I believe the next one is March 19th. There'll be a live in-store performance from Free Parking, so come down to that. And again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
Lightning and dreamt of a love that's like two stars colliding. She sat on park benches and made observations and gained admiration for people who liked wasting time. What a lovely tragedy. A girl caught in between the world in which she wants and a world that cannot and will not ever be. She ate tomatoes at Utopia. Utopian tables are triumphs and trials, or merely a fable, and everything round her is put through a filter which painted a picture that hangs on the walls of her mind. What a lovely tragedy. A girl caught in between the world in which she wants and a world that cannot and will not ever be. Cars on the road performed waltzes around her. The crowd at the station was stepping in time while she's busy dreaming in color and feeling. Well, they're busy rushing to their 9 to 5. What a lovely tragedy. A girl caught in between the world in which she wants and a world that cannot and will not ever be, ever be, and a world that cannot and will not ever be.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from the bootleg at Atomic Cowboy, located down here in the Grove. Richie Kilkin band is tuning up,
yep.
Getting ready for the show. I'm hanging out here with Hillary Fitz.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We're here for your send-off party. You came through and you played some shows and now you're leaving us again for a while, right?
Yes, headed back in a couple days. I'm still in my undergraduate degree, and originally I went to Madrid to study abroad, but I absolutely fell in love with it. And I have a minor in Spanish, and I am obsessed with speaking Spanish. And so within 2 weeks of getting there, I was like, all right, I got to do whatever I can to just stay one more semester, because I think it'll make all the difference. So originally this was supposed to be my welcome home show. But then once I found out I was staying, I was like, well, we'll just change it into a send-off show.
Yeah.
but I'll be studying there till May, and then I'll be coming home for good.
So. All right, great. And we did one of these a while back,
Was it in like April?
I forget,
March,
yeah.
March or April?
Somewhere around there, yeah. It's been a little while, but you were getting ready to record, and then you were like leaving as soon as you finished recording, right?
Yeah, so we ended up recording our EP. I believe we started recording it in April, and I got a job in Panama with a sustainable development company, and I was leaving to go work and live in the jungle in May, and so we had 1 month to really just record this EP, because I was like, all right, well, this has been so fun trying to gig. You know, we started really gigging together in March, and so then I was like, this is too fun, let's record something before I go. And so we ended up recording the EP, and it turned into like a way bigger project than I originally thought, but it turned out, I mean, Christo is on it.
Yeah.
Christo's over here eating a burrito.
Yeah.
Delicious flying Mayan burrito.
and then while I was in Panama, the post-production work on the EP was being done, and I came home for 4 days in August before I left for Spain, and that's when we had our EP release party and released the EP, so it was kind of brewing all over the summer, and then I waited to come home to release it, and then left again.
That was really cool to record with you then, and like kind of you played quite a few of these songs live on the show then, and then now to hear the studio versions, and it just sounds incredible. Like I was listening to it again on the way down, just kind of getting in the mood for the interview and the show and everything tonight, and just a really great EP. That's the She EP, which I find it funny that it's sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah, like,
I know. Originally, when I was trying to like put it online and stuff, I wanted it to be like capitalized, just like the she.
Yeah.
But then I was putting it as like She EP. It was like sheep.
Yeah.
Sheep. It's like, do I put it in lowercase? And then sheep.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if I can't think of another EP that's ever spelled a word, you know, never. You know, so like I thought that was pretty funny, but so that's available. You can stream it on Spotify, which I did on the way down. But you have physical copies available at shows and things. Are they physical copies on CD Baby or anything like?
Not yet. That's something that I would definitely love to get going, is get some CD distribution online set up. I definitely want to figure out how to do that, but right now I just have the physical copies.
Okay.
But yeah, in the future.
Yeah. Cody played horn on it, right?
Yes.
On the studio also.
Yes. Yes.
Played some muted trombone.
Yep. Some muted trombone. It was so fun to have that.
Yeah.
To have him on there, just because I don't know. I was listening to the songs while we were recording them, and I was like, there's something missing with You Done Wrong, and I was like, there's something, and then I thought about it, I was like, how cool would that be if, like, you know, Cody came down and played on that? So that was really fun, and he just killed it. He just added just exactly what it needed. I don't know, it was really fun.
He's so good. He's a super talented guy. I love watching him with Sophisticated Babies.
Yes.
They are a lot of fun. Him and Adam Hucky. And then now Cody is the newest member of the Funky Butt Brass Band. He is their new sousaphone player. So it's really cool that he's joining with those guys, and one of my favorite bands in town for sure.
Same. I saw them before I left for Panama. It was like one of my last nights, and I went to Midwest Mayhem at the City Museum, and Funky Butt played, and it was at the City Museum, and it was just like the coolest show. I don't know. It was a really cool night.
Yeah. Another real cool night was just a bit ago at the Jackson Howard release show.
Yes.
It was yourself and Drew Lance, Emily Wallace, and then Jackson and his band.
Yep.
And then you joined Jackson to sing Hideaway.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun. Like, it was, I liked that kind of stuff. Like, when you go to a live show and where, you know, a musician might jump on stage and just kind of have a jam and that, or, you know, something special for the night. And, like, that was really cool to see.
It was really, really fun. I was super happy that he asked me to do that. And it was fun because he told me about that song a while back. He was like, I've always wanted to do it with a female voice. And he's like, the content of the song is very geared towards a duet. And we just never really got around to it because it was right when I was leaving. And so it was really cool that he asked me to do that and play with him. And I don't know.
And by the way, if you're listening to this and you don't have Jackson Howard's new EP or new album About Life, go grab it because it's fantastic.
But it's incredible. It's incredible. He's amazing. And it's amazing to see his growth too on the guitar. He has just gotten so amazing at guitar so quickly.
Yeah.
And I know he recently decided to quit his job and devote his life full time to music, which is,
sure,
it's incredible.
Yeah. I thought, personally, I thought it was really cool on that album, on Hideaway, when we recorded it on Drew's porch over the summer, he played Hideaway, and there's like all these, so it was getting dark, and there's a porch light on, and all these bugs started buzzing around.
Yeah.
And so we naturally had all these sound effects in the background of the song.
Yeah.
And then to go listen to the studio version, and Marcus dropped a bunch of cricket sound effects and stuff in there. And it works perfectly. Like, it was really a proud moment for me, the fact that, like, we recorded it before he went to studio, and it sounds pretty close to what they put in the studio version. So, like, it was really something cool for me. But anyway, yeah, I like that you guys, you know, you invited him for your release party, and then and then you opened up his release party, so it was a nice little trade-off there.
Yeah, we've grown to become really good friends since we met at an open mic at Foam, and he's actually still on my phone as Jackson Howard Music Foam. And yeah, we met at Foam one night, and then we just kind of became friends throughout this whole adventure that we're on.
Yeah, I mean, the same for me. I've met, you know, even yourself, we met on a complete fluke. And it's been a lot of fun to become friends with all of you. I mean, like, you know, Jackson, I'm the same way. I kind of just met him through everybody playing around town and stuff. And then he's become one of my best friends and stuff. Just, it's a lot of fun to become, to take it from fan to friend and stuff. And,
yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. But yeah, you got your guitar. You wanna play a little something while we're here?
Sure. Let's see. So I'll do one off the EP. This one's called Truce Who Came to Know. And
hopefully, I'm hoping it'll sound okay. Worst case, we'll just put it in track.
Okay.
If it
I can try to get in there.
Yeah.
So
Down now.
Yeah.
A little,
Folk to funk.
Yeah. A little guest saxophone from Richie Kilkin Band on that version. So, hopefully that sounds all right. Hopefully this whole show sounds all right. So, what would you, like, the biggest thing you, or the, you know, the big, yeah, what you've learned so far from being down in Madrid, like, anything substantial?
The language barrier at first it was difficult, but then I really saw, like, the beauty in it, and the challenge of it is kind of like being a kid again in a weird way, because I don't understand everything, and you have to, you kind of like learn to read the language around you that's not just like a verbal language, but you're an adult, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like your eyes are open again, and then it's a great challenge. So for me, the learning the language has been an amazing rewarding challenge that I still face, but still it's to see the growth and see the progress has been awesome. So that's been something I've learned, is just to be patient with yourself, you know, because you can't learn a language overnight. You just have to practice and make mistakes and, you know, fuck up, and then you'll be okay, right. You know. And but also just, I don't know, some of the cultural differences I really, really admire too, like the value of enjoying life, I think, is very, very central to their culture, and you can see that. People just walk around the streets to walk. From like, it doesn't seem like from point A to B like it is here as much. It's, they just seem to enjoy walking around. And I don't know, it just, you know, but I've also learned to appreciate things about my culture too. I don't know, there's a lot.
Yeah.
But
what, have you gotten to play down there? Or
I've sang at some blues jams. Yeah. I've sang at some blues jams, and that's been really fun. And I've kind of been writing a lot. I definitely want to start gigging there when I get back, because I feel like I'm at the level of the language now where I could try to get a gig in Spanish. When I first got there, probably not.
Yeah.
So that was kind of, it was like, you know, it's already a little bit difficult booking gigs, sure. You know, in English, but in a whole different language, whole different place. I was kind of getting my bearings straight there, and then it was like, oh, well, 2 months have already passed. And
right.
So yeah, but now I feel like when I go back, I definitely want to carry the music with me there, you know, and really try to gig, or even just do like a singer-songwriter night and ask a cafe if I could host a singer-songwriter night there or something like that.
Sure, yeah. I think that'd be cool. I think it'd be interesting to see how it, you know, affects like the next album, if like if you have a little Spanish flair in there.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Definitely.
And the different things you've picked up along the way in your travels and
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be pretty incredible to just, that's one thing I'd wish I had the ability to do right now, you know, travel the world a little more and see some different culture and stuff. And
it takes some planning, but if you really want it, you gotta save up enough money to do it. So ask.